everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening podcast. It's your host, Colleen, the hair healer, and I'm super excited to be back after a couple weeks break, if I can talk correctly. One of the things we're going to talk about is Mercury squared Neptune, which is happening again, and today it is perfecting, and already all my words, my languages, everything has been all over the place, per usual, but we will talk a little bit more about that. It feels good to be back home from vacation. I just want to remind everyone, I have finally changed my Facebook page to the Weekly Awakening podcast. You can check me out there, Colleen Dixon on Facebook, or at the Hair Healer 1111 on Instagram, and the Hair Healer on TikTok for my daily astrology videos. I hope everyone is doing well. Again, I've missed you guys, or I've also missed doing this and providing this wonderful little podcast and this little astrology update for everyone. I hope no one minds. You might hear my cats purring in the background. They have missed me very much. So they are all over my recording equipment right now, all over my computer. So you may occasionally hear a little purr from 1111. That's their names. If you guys don't know, I have two cats I got last year. They're Geminis and their name is 11 and 11. It's easy. They look identical. My kids call them Black Belly and White Belly because they're black, but the one has a white belly. But 1111, I prefer. Whew, what a week last week was. Even though I was on vacation, I will say, I took my kids and my mom down to see my sister. We have not seen each other since December of 2019. And we had the most amazing time. We drove all over. We went to Florida, went to everywhere. If you followed me, you saw where we went. And the most amazing thing is that we only got into one fight. If you grew up with us, if you know us, you're like, wow, really? That is some huge, major growth for us. We got into one fight. And honestly, it was quite minor compared to 15 years or what we would always do with fighting. So that was like a relief. And that was cool to say, oh, hey, we've grown in that family area. You know, we've all done some healing. We've done some work on ourselves in that area that we were able to just be together. And again, one fight. That's amazing. It really is. So let me jump into what I want to talk about today. Mars opposite Saturn, which we're feeling a little bit of the energy, not so much, but we really felt it last week. Whew, last week was a tough one on my ego. I spoke on this with Mars moving into Leo, and that happened to move into my 12th house, which is the house of self-undoing, isolation. It's not necessarily the best house, but it's one where we see a lot of our patterns. And especially if it's any time that Mars is in Leo, I feel like it always reveals some painful truths of our ego that our ego needs to hear, and it is painful. And last week I felt so many of them. When that hit, I was feeling it leading up to it since Mars moved into there, but I was really feeling it last week when it was opposite Saturn. And something that really came to me too was with that ego is I had to take a really, really, really hard look and reflection at my energy and what I'm putting into it and why I'm putting my energy into those things, right? It really was like, okay, you know, we had Mars, which is a very high energy planet, up against Saturn, which is a very slow moving planet. And it was like, what am I doing and what am I doing this for, right? Not just this podcast, but, you know, and not just what I've been trying to build and create, but a lot of things in life. And I had to say, hey, is that ego-based, Colleen, or is that heart-based, right? What are you doing that for? And I had to take a hard look at a lot of things. And I had to say, hey, is this worth it? You know, is it? Or, and again, that means that's just a stretch. It's not just this podcast. And if you followed me for the last year, it's just a lot of different things in life. So it really was an uncomfortable place to be. Here's the thing about growth, though. If you want to grow, you better get used to being uncomfortable. You're going to get very uncomfortable. And that is how we grow. You know, our body is so used to wanting to feel good or used to the emotions we're used to. And you got to sit there and look at yourself and get uncomfortable and hear some things about yourself, see some things about yourself, get some awareness about yourself in order for you to grow. And so I had a few days of just like, well, as on vacation, of course, I always have a good time and had fun, but there was really some internal stuff that I was really like, oh my God, like, wow, I had to really take a deep, hard look. And I was like, yeah, you know what? My energy doesn't work going to that direction anymore. You know, it's not worth it to me, right? You know, what was the drive behind that? What was the force behind that? And this doesn't mean anything to me anymore. And again, there's a bunch of different things I was talking about. So not the show, but there's just a lot of different things. So that was painful, you know? And then you move beyond the pain because the pain doesn't last forever. And then you're like a new version of yourself, right? We're rebirthing every week, honestly, every day if we should. So today, As I record this episode, Mercury is squaring Neptune again. So we had Mercury retrograde, it squared Neptune, and then it kind of moved back and it's squaring Neptune again, right? Because now it's moving direct, so it's hitting that same motion. And today was kind of a wonky day with it, and there was definitely some miscommunications, and there was honestly some people that even reached out to me that I was like, oh yeah, they're shady. Like, I know these people are shady. And this isn't just Mercury squared Neptune that brings it out, but Mercury squared Neptune is going to show a lot of delusions, illusions. It's going to show where people are hiding things, lying, and where people don't have your best interest sometimes. And it was funny as that happened, and it was two different people. And I thought, huh, well, that's interesting that after 9 months of not hearing anything or two people, like, that they came out of woodwork kind of wanting to know some things about me and almost in a very shady way. And that was interesting. So that's not just that transit, but there is a lot of times the veil is revealed, right? The veil is painful sometimes. The veil, whatever we tell ourselves, the veil of perception. And a lot of times we might see, hear, know, find out something that we didn't want to at all, but we needed to. I know for me, I'm always up in the clouds, as you know, Mercury ruled person. So I'm always illusions and delusions and all of that. But as each transit, we sort of learn and know when it's coming. And this can also put you in a really, it's going to be a couple of days where we're really going to feel it. It can put you in kind of a wonky state a little bit. You might just kind of be in a whole dream world, like maybe get in trouble at work because you're off dreaming in some ways. In other ways, it could bring maybe, you know, there are some good things. It's when they're squaring, it's not necessarily bad, but the general energy that these planets are going to create will be a little bit of more of a tougher situation. So that can happen, but it also can like break you through. It can also make you more open-minded to, you know, to the other world, to the other realms, to be more open-minded to just to getting out of your box, out of your shell and seeing something. So there's good and bad in everything. We also have, what day is it? The 7th or the 8th, Venus. It will perfect its opposite Saturn. There's some Venus wonky stuff happening this week. So when Venus is opposite Saturn, there might be some stalls in the relationship department. Maybe a stall in a relate. You know, you're going to see someone in a new relationship, and then all of a sudden, like, it just doesn't work out, or it's stalled, or it's this, or maybe a fight is prolonged with you and another lover. And I use Venus. It's, again, Venus rules much more than just love, but that's a big thing. It also can really have us take our time, right, to slow down, because Saturn slows things down. It stricts, it binds, it does a lot of stuff, and say, hey, whoa, whatever Venus ruled thing this is, from a haircut to a love to a joy to a creative project to a friendship, is this going to be what I want, right? Saturn is showing up and saying, hey, whoa, slow your roll with whatever joy, fun, happiness has come with Venus, you know, and say, and especially with Mercury squared Neptune, like, oh, all right, is this real? Is this what I want? Is this concrete, you know? Not to second guess yourself, but sometimes second guess yourself, you know? Sometimes say, oh, wait, let me look at the facts here. You know, again, Saturn's very factual. And Venus is very all over doing her thing and saying, let me look at the facts in this creative project, love, friendship. What are the facts here? And what's Saturn showing me? Why is it slowing this down, you know? And then we have a beautiful new moon in Pisces coming on the 9th. But again, with every new moon, there's always a few little things here. First of all, new moon in Pisces is really good because it's happening in a water sign. And when things happen in a water sign, I think particularly Cancer, I'm sorry, not Pisces. Oh my God, I can't believe I just said that. I just messed that up, but I'm not changing any of that. That was Mercury squared Neptune. New moon in Cancer, and particularly when they are in Cancer or Pisces, you're really going to see things blossom, things grow, right? What does water do? Water makes things grow. And so while we have that, it's like this is a beautiful new time to plant some seeds and plant some exciting new things. What do we want to water? And when we look at Cancer, right, we look at the moon signs. We look at home. We look at love. We look at our environment. We look at our inner, you know, most, our emotions, our innermost self. And so how can you start a new beginning there, right? Again, every day is a new beginning. Every moment is a new beginning. But how can you start this new beginning in that? Where do you need this new beginning at, right? Do you need it in the home front? Do you need an environment? Do you need to create a new environment, right? Like for me, I'm feng shuiing this entire house. My house has been a mess for the last year. I've been doing nonstop working and going, and I do have a little ADHD and I'm a little messy. And I've like really this weekend, I actually made a plan with, you know, the double Gemini Capricorn moon to pretty much clean up my whole house and reset my environment. And so that's a brand new beginning I'm going to do this weekend with this new moon, is reset my environment because it needs it. So look somewhere in your environment, in your emotions, somewhere where you need a new beginning. Manifest that. Talk about that. Write about that. You know, visualize that. Be with that. Where do you need this new beginning? Can you hear my cat over here? It's really, it's going crazy. It's stop biting my chairs, 11 or 11, whichever one you are. But, you know, again, with this new moon, we have it sextile Uranus. And you're like, wait, I thought you used to call it Uranus. You know, I'm just trying the best way to pronounce it, because I said you can't say Uranus. Everyone, no one takes it seriously unless you're an astrologer. So Uranus, it's sextile Uranus. And Uranus is a planet that brings big electric shocking kind of change and abrupt and out of nowhere. And sometimes that's really good. So maybe you might see something that is happening, and all of a sudden it forces you into this new beginning. When you're afraid, if you're afraid to take the leap, to take new beginnings, to start over, the universe will eventually make it happen for you, right? Or the planets will. So maybe something will happen that you're forced into this new beginning. You're forced into this change, you know? Or maybe there will be some out of the blue, like some mind downloads, some downloads of like, whoa, a whole fresh, new, changed perspective. And that is huge, because we need a fresh, new, changed perspective pretty often. So that will be one thing. Now, say the trick, here's the trick with Uranus, is that it'll also be squaring Venus around the same time. So there may be, again, some Venus thing. This is not going to be the best week for Venus things. I will say that. Again, what does Venus rule? Venus rules our beauty, our friendship, our love, creative pleasures, joy, things we seek for joy. So there may be some big shocking changes around that, something you didn't see out of nowhere. And with that square, or there may be even like abrupt fights, abrupt feelings, abrupt whatever it is. But no matter what, the most important thing to remember is that everything will pass. You know, there was a saying in a 12-step fellowship that I once belonged to, and if you do, you've heard this, you know, this too shall pass. And I've waited out a lot of storms, and every storm in my life has passed, even the little ones, you know? And so, you know, even though this new moon may seem like, what's happening? Trust what's happening. Trust the beginnings. Trust that out of the blue download, that out of the blue call, that out of the blue whatever it is, to lead you to a beautiful new beginning. You know, and that's hard. And oftentimes, this is something I say every time in my life, and if you followed me for a long time, you know all of my hard times. I did not get here very easily. I've had a lot of sufferings and a lot of back things, and that's not the right word, a lot of trials and tribulations, like all of us. And I've worked very, very hard to get where I am in every area of my life. But I can tell you that each thing has happened. It not only did it point me in a new direction, did it lead me to something new, it gave me the confidence, right? Because I had the faith, I had the belief, I had the prayer, I had the spirituality that this was going to get through, right? And some crazy situations, this is going to get through. And every time it got through, that was like a new faith coin to me, right? And it was like, oh, wow. So this happened, but I see how it all worked out in the end. I see how this all passed. I see how I grew from this. So then it gets easier and easier to keep your faith, to have your faith, to find your faith when something goes wonky, when something doesn't go your way, when you feel immense pain, when things go crazy. All of a sudden, you have this sort of backlog of hard, bad times where things didn't go your way. And you say, oh, wait, I kept the faith in something higher than myself. I kept myself grounded. I did these things. And now in my workbook, I can see that I'm in this hard time, but this too shall pass. This too will work out in one way that I won't see one day, you know? And this too, one day I'll be beyond this pain. I'll have new and different pain several years down the road, if that kind of makes sense what I'm going to say. And that is true. Think about it. 5 years, I don't even think about it. And 5 years ago, 3 years ago, I was in one of the most painful situations of my life. And and I evolved and here I am, and it's not there. So that's going to be important to remember this week as we're in a little bit of a wonky time, you know? And you're like, Colleen, every week is a wonky time. Yeah, in a way, there's good and bad in life and good and bad in astrology, and it's how we learn to stay in the middle of the boat and not sink or dive or jump off. We learn to stay in that middle of the boat because we can't have good and bad, and we can't have, you know, we have to have good with the bad. And all we have is this moment every day. So at some transits, again, this it gets even personal when you get into your own chart. Some, you're going to feel much more than others. And then some, you know, we feel as a collective and we feel general energy. But sometimes you might be like, whoa, I had the most amazing Colleen, the most amazing week, Colleen, even though you said this was happening in Venus, but my whole love life took off. Well, you know, what's happening, this aspect in your chart might be much more well-placed, you know, in certain things. So, you know, not all you will feel as heavy as I say. And so when I say these are things that are kind of channeled to me as what we can expect in a general. And sometimes it's bigger than that. Sometimes it's less than that. But again, if you would like to know your chart, would you like to know about yourself, you can find even more how these are going to play out. So for instance, a new moon in Pisces, okay? Oh my God, a new moon in Cancer. Why do I keep saying that? Oh my God, a new moon in Cancer. Again, Mercury squared Neptune. Look at your whole sign chart, right? I do ancient astrology, Hellenistic astrology, so we do whole sign houses. And so where is Cancer in your whole sign house? Mine is my 11th house of community, friendship, what you go out and to do, kind of like what, who are your people? What's your vibe? What's your environment? What, you know, the friends, what is that like? So I actually have Venus in there also. My brain kind of wanted to go to something that could go wrong, but I'm not going to. It's probably going to go well. But let's stay for a new moon. It's usually, you know, better than a full moon. This new moon, a new beginning. Maybe I'll meet a new friend. Maybe I'll join a new community. Maybe someone will reach out to me and say, "Hey, like, I want you part of this community," or something like that. So really look at where Cancer is and where is this bringing in some new beginnings. You know, what is happening there? So it's going to be good. And honestly, it's really good to be back here. And I think my cats have been pretty good. I don't think we've heard them too much. They've only knocked over a few things. And it feels good to be back. We all need breaks. We all need vacations. We all need to just live and enjoy life. Cause what else? What else are we going to do? You know, what else, what's going to matter when you're on your deathbed? You know, having the experience of my father, for those of you who know and some don't know, I've shared about a few times and I'll share, and I quote him a lot. I quoted him on the last Weekly Awakening too. He gave me the experience, right? One of that was the worst time of my life. My father got cancer, terminal cancer right away right after my 21st birthday. And then he died a year later. Chemo didn't work for him. He tried it once and he just was like, he's pretty honest, like, Colleen, I'm going to ride this out and I'm going to enjoy life and I'm going to have fun as long as I can. And that was very that entire experience, obviously, my dad and I are very close, was one of the most traumatic experiences of my life. But it also taught me because he had a lot of fun. He worked hard, but that boy played hard, too. And so much was always like, what's worth it, Colleen? What are you having fun? And he had a lot of fun. And so when I experienced, you know, one of the closest people I will ever be with in my life dying, and when you see someone on your deathbed like that and they're just talking to you and you're like, wow, what really is worth life in the end, you know? And him and I were, he was very philosophical, very wisdom. He was like a little Buddha, and he was like, what are we living for, you know, if we aren't having fun, if we aren't finding true enjoyment in our day to day? Yes, the true enjoyment starts on the inside out, but like, what are you living for if you're not having fun? Because when you're in your deathbed, I watched him on his deathbed, you know, like you will have, you know, maybe regrets, things that you didn't do. Maybe you just put work all the time. Maybe you put everyone else first. Maybe you didn't live the dreams you did. Maybe you were so afraid what people thought, so you didn't want to do what made you happy. Stop that. Stop all of that right now. All of it. Do something that makes you happy. Find fun in your life. Find something that has fun and find out how you can have fun. Find out what is fun to you and fucking figure it out, right? Stop messing, stop worrying. Go to therapy if that's what you need to do. Go talk to someone if that's what you need. Cut someone out of your life. Go make your own mean time. But what brings you fun? What brings you happiness? What brings you joy? What brings you life? Because at the end of your life, that's what you're going to be thinking about. And that's what you're going to be wishing you did if you did not do that, right? It's not going to be, you know, you get this career. It's not going to be this person. It's not going to be that, right? And I think so many people hold back from having fun because they're so scared of what everyone else is going to think. And if my show, if me, if my videos, if my presence can help change that for someone, that's all I want. That's one of the biggest things for here. I've made it a purpose since the time I was a kid for people to basically, I grew up in the country, be like, yo, this is who I am. You're going to like it or you're going to hate it. But I can tell you, I'm not living for you. I'm living for me and I'm having fun over here. And I want to give everyone that freedom, because when you stop worrying about what so-and-so thinks, what they're going to think, blah, 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 you can have fun. And when you can be yourself and do whatever makes you happy, you're going to have fun in whatever you're doing. I can promise you that. So the weekly awakening today is have fun. Find out what is fun. Because again, at the end of your life, that's what you're going to be thinking about, is your joy, your love, your happiness, and your fun. And did you make this life the best that you could in most of the moments that you could? That is what's really going to matter. I'm going to end on that note. I hope everyone is fabulous, amazing. I'll be back next week. It feels so good. I feel like I got that vacation out. I slowed my mind down. I had a lot of fun. I relaxed and I'm like, I'm revved up. I'm ready. I'm ready for the season. I'm ready to start interviewing again. I got some cool things lined up and I'm ready. So be merry, be fun. Find joy, be happy. I love you all. Have an amazing week. And make sure, again, you check me out on all my social media stuff. The Hair Healer on TikTok, The Hair Healer 1111 on Instagram, Colleen Dixon on Facebook, or the Weekly Awakening Podcast. Thank you, everyone. I love you guys all. Thank you. Mwah.